Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take the source materials you send us, dig in, and pull out the key insights you need. Basically, your shortcut to getting up to speed.
Yeah, exactly. We do the reading so you don't have to.
And this deep dive, it's specifically for you. Today, we're tackling something really relevant for a lot of us here in Metro Vancouver. Hardscape installation.
Ah, yeah. Patios, decks, all that good stuff.
Exactly. You sent over the Hardscape Installation Guide, Metro Vancouver. It's pretty comprehensive, covers a lot of ground on improving our outdoor spaces.
Looks like a solid guide.
So, our mission today, we're going to extract the really crucial info on decks, fences, paver stones, retaining walls, and even artificial turf.
The full suite.
Yeah. We want you to get a handle on the benefits, the different materials, and, you know, the important things to think about for making the most of your outdoor living space right here in BC.
Because let's face it, we love our outdoor time here, right? Patios, yards. Got to maximize it.
Totally. Whether it's barbecues or just having coffee outside or the kids playing. Okay, let's dive in.
Sounds good. So this guide, it starts with the basics, right? Hardscaping.
Yeah, defines it as the non-living parts, the structural bits, decks, patios, walkways, walls.
Right. And what I found interesting is how it immediately connects those things to like everyday life in Metro Vancouver.
Mm.
You know, those moments we actually cherish.
Yeah.
The barbecue in Surrey. Coffee on the patio in Vancouver. Like you said, it's not just making things look pretty.
No, exactly. It emphasizes that it's about creating spaces that actually work, that function better for how we live outside.
And it goes beyond just looking good, too. The guide makes a big point about the other advantages.
Right, like adding structure to the yard, creating different zones, definitely beauty, but also utility.
Yeah, practical stuff. And boosting property value, that's a big one here. Yep. Maybe even some energy savings, depending on the design.
And it highlights how this applies across Metro Vancouver, which is interesting. You know, from Burnaby, maybe smaller lots,
mm-hmm.
to maybe bigger, underused yards out in White Rock or Lanley. It's about tailoring it.
That tailoring aspect seems key. It's not like a one-size-fits-all approach. Your yard, your needs.
Exactly.
And the guide sets the stage nicely, listing the main things we'll cover. Decks, fences, pavers for patios, driveways, walkways, retaining walls, and artificial turf. And it mentions Cobra Landscapes as a local company doing this kind of work.
So bottom line for this first part seems to be, investing in hardscaping here, it's not just fluff. It's pretty strategic. Good for lifestyle. Good for the investment in a tough market.
Makes sense. A smart move all around.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. Mm-hmm. First up, decks, the classic outdoor living room.
Yeah, the guide really positions it that way, doesn't it? An extension of your indoor space.
Totally.
Like blurring the lines between inside comfort and the BC outdoors for dining, relaxing, entertaining, all of it.
And it circles back to the investment angle, too. A good deck adds real value here, gives your property an edge.
Definitely. But the big caveat, of course, is our weather.
Yes. The West Coast special. Rain, humidity, sometimes snow.
Right. So choosing the right material is critical. The guide really hammers this point home.
Okay, so let's break down the options it mentions, starting with cedar. Very BC.
Cedar's a favorite for sure. Looks great naturally, holds up pretty well against the weather. Initial costs can be lower than some other woods.
But there's always a but, right?
Well, yeah. The guide mentions that how the grain runs can actually affect warping in our damp climate, which is something to think about during installation.
Interesting.
And, you know, you do need to stain it periodically. Keep the color, protect the wood. So if you're searching cedar deck installation Surrey, factor in that maintenance.
Okay. Then there's composite decking. Super popular these days.
Yeah. And the big draw the guide points out is low maintenance.
Mm.
Resists rot, mold, insects, all the stuff we worry about here.
Right.
Plus, often made with recycled materials, which is nice. And no staining or sealing needed. It mentions brands like Trex, TimberTech, lots of looks available.
Seems like a good practical choice. What about PVC?
PVC decking. The guide frames that as kind of the top tier for durability, especially water resistance.
Mm.
Doesn't absorb water.
Ooh, that's a big deal here.
Huge. Very resistant to fading, staining, scratches. Almost no maintenance. But, yeah, comes with a premium price tag usually. Sleek, modern look often.
Gotcha. And the last one, pressure-treated wood.
That's your budget-friendly option up front, according to the guide. But the trade-off is needing regular maintenance.
Mm.
Sealing, staining. You have to protect it from moisture and decay.
So it really comes down to that balance, doesn't it? Yeah. Initial cost versus long-term upkeep and how it handles our specific climate.
Exactly. The guide makes that clear. You got to weigh the aesthetics, the cost now, and the effort later, especially in BC. Think long-term.
And deck design itself, it's not just simple squares anymore, is it? The guide talks about trends.
Yeah, it's getting more sophisticated. Things like wider boards, maybe 7 inches or so, for a more high-end indoor flooring kind of feel.
Ah.
And multi-level decks are big, creates different zones, looks more interesting visually.
Yeah, I can see that. Like a dining area on one level, lounging on another.
Exactly. Plus, sustainability is a trend, recycled content in composites.
Right.
And built-in stuff.
Mm.
Seating, planters, even outdoor kitchens becoming more common.
Right, really making it part of the home.
It's all about extending that living space seamlessly.
Which makes total sense here. Okay, and one final point on decks, the guide stresses professional installation.
Oh, absolutely critical. Whether it's Expert Deck Installation Surrey or Qualified Deck Builders Vancouver, the guide says professional work is key for longevity, safety, and making sure it meets code.
And can actually handle our weather without falling apart.
Precisely. Structural integrity is paramount. Mm-hmm. Pros know the ground, the codes, the right techniques.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift gears. Fences, more than just property lines.
Right? Definitely. The guide points out several key roles here in Metro Vancouver. Privacy is a big one, obviously, with houses often close together.
Yeah, good fences make good neighbors sometimes.
Sometimes. And security, too. Mm-hmm. Both physical and just that psychological barrier. Plus, aesthetics boosting curb appeal. Even a basic steel fence can look sharp if done right.
So, materials again. Similar considerations to decks. Climate, style, budget.
Pretty much. The guide runs through the main ones. Wood, especially cedar, comes up again.
Naturally.
Classic look. Durable Western red cedar resists rot, which suppliers like Surrey Cedar will tell you is huge here. Cost-effective initially, but again, needs sealing or staining. So, cedar fence, Surrey. Factor in the upkeep.
Okay. What else?
Final fencing. The guide presents this as really practical, durable, long-lasting, very low maintenance, no painting, handles weather well, doesn't peel or attract bugs.
Sounds like a solid set it and forget it option.
Pretty much. Then you've got metal, steel, and aluminum. Steel is strong, durable, classic look, less maintenance than wood. Good for security. The guide mentions Surrey steel fence installation.
Right.
Aluminum's also durable, lighter, won't rust. Protective coatings help too.
And composite, like the decking.
Yep. Composite fencing offers similar pros. Low maintenance, good durability, resists rot and insects.
So it's that trade-off again. The look of wood versus the practicality of vinyl or metal, especially with all the rain. And privacy seems like a major driver.
Exactly. You're balancing aesthetics and practicality. Privacy is often number one on the list here.
And the guide mentions different styles.
Yeah, quite a few. Solid panels for max privacy, tongue and groove. Lattice-topped panels for privacy, but with some light and air.
Ah.
Vertical slat cedar fences, timeless look. Horizontal boards for a more modern or farmhouse vibe. And decorative lattice, like crisscross patterns. Lots of options.
And installation, just as important as with decks.
Absolutely critical, according to the guide. For stability, longevity, meeting regulations. It mentions details like using proper 2x4 frames and screwing, not nailing the panels.
Screwing is stronger.
Much stronger, especially screwed tongue and groove panels. They interlock and the screws hold tight. And using pressure-treated kick plates at the bottom.
Kick plates.
Yeah, a board at the base that resists moisture from the ground prevents the main fence panels from rotting quickly. These details matter for making it last.
Got it. Details matter. Okay, next up, paver stones. The guide calls them super versatile.
Yeah, that's the word. Versatile. Yeah. Patios, driveways, walkways, they can really transform an area, boost usability and curb appeal. Yeah. Works with lots of different landscape styles.
So let's talk patios first.
Sure.
Paver stone patios, Langley, the guide mentions. What's the appeal?
It paints them as these outdoor sanctuaries, you know, extensions of the house, huge design flexibility, colors, shapes, textures. You can get really creative. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're tough, really durable, stand up to the BC climate well, and relatively low maintenance. Easy to repair, just one stone if something happens.
That's handy. Now, driveways. Paver driveways, Vancouver, what are the benefits there?
Big curb appeal boost creates a really nice entrance.
Yeah.
But beyond looks, the guide emphasizes their strength. They handle cars, weather, no problem. Low maintenance, repairability again. But a really key point for Metro Vancouver, drainage. Pavers are often more permeable than solid concrete or asphalt. Helps manage rain, less puddling, less runoff. Good for the environment, too.
That drainage point is huge here, definitely. So what are the actual paver materials we can choose from?
Guide breaks it down.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete pavers are super common, huge variety of styles. Can look like stone or brick.
Okay.
Then natural stone, limestone, sandstone, granite, flagstone. Classic, elegant, very durable, unique look. Flagstone gives that nice rustic feel.
Hmm. Natural stone sounds lovely, but maybe pricey.
Can be, yeah. Then there are brick pavers, clay or shale. Timeless look. Good quality options out there. And finally, permeable pavers.
Designed specifically for drainage?
Exactly. Engineered with bigger gaps or porous material so water goes right through. Ideal for rainy areas like Langley, or if you're focused on being eco-friendly.
Lots of choices. Any design trends the guide mentions for pavers, for 2025?
Yeah, a few things. Popular patterns, like Herringbone Classic, strong. Modular patterns using mixed sizes. Running Bond for cleaner look. Random layouts for something more organic.
Oh, okay.
And an interesting one. Mixing pavers with turf, real or artificial. Looks sharp, adds permeability.
Oh, that does sound cool. What about colors?
Lots of earthy neutrals. Sand, beige. Modern charcoals and grays are still big. Multi-toned blends add depth. Some warmer reds, terracottas. And lighter, brighter options for a clean feel.
And manufacturing is changing, too.
Yeah, the guide notes a trend towards a more refined, smooth look with really saturated colors compared to older styles that had more exposed aggregate, more polished, maybe.
Okay. And maintenance, is it a pain?
Guide says it's pretty simple. Pull weeds from joints, maybe pressure wash sometimes. Reapply polymeric sand in the joints every few years that helps lock them together and keeps weeds out.
Polymeric sand, where?
And maybe reseal every 3 years or so to protect them. Not too bad for the look and function you get.
Seems manageable. All right, let's tackle retaining walls. Super important here with all the sloops.
Yeah, the guide really emphasizes their essential role in Metro Vancouver, dealing with slopes, uneven ground, preventing erosion.
Hmm.
They're often structural necessities.
And benefits, more than just holding back dirt. Really.
Oh, yeah. They create usable space-level areas for lawns, patios, driveways where there was just a slope before.
Mm.
Level gardens, better curb appeal, stabilize the land. You can reclaim unusable parts of your property.
Makes a huge difference on sloped lots. So, materials. What holds up best here? Needs to be strong.
Guide covers the main ones. Allen blocks, segmental concrete blocks, very common, very strong, can be built quite high, won't rot, versatile for curves. Lots of looks.
Okay.
Natural boulder or rock walls. Also very strong, great natural look, but you need space for machines to place them.
Right, access could be an issue.
Poured concrete. High upfront cost, but extremely durable, lasts forever. Can be pumped into tricky spots.
Mm.
Look is often utilitarian, unless designed otherwise.
Mm. What about wood?
Pressure-treated timber. Lower initial cost, maybe more DIY-friendly for small walls. But shortest lifespan, maybe 10, 20 years. Best for functional, budget-conscious walls, the guide suggests.
And brick?
Brick is more for smaller, decorative garden walls, usually. Classic look. But maybe not for heavy-duty retaining.
So, again, balancing looks, site conditions, slope, soil, access budget, and how long you need it to last, especially with rain and freeze-thaw.
Exactly. Lots to weigh up.
And the guide mentions design and construction are pretty technical.
Very. Proper engineering is key to make sure it can handle the pressure from the soil behind it. Different designs exist, gravity walls, cantilever walls.
Okay.
But the absolute critical thing the guide highlights is drainage. You need granular backfill, perforated pipes behind the wall to let water escape. Otherwise, that water pressure builds up.
And pushes the wall over eventually.
Exactly. Hydrostatic pressure. Drainage is non-negotiable for a lasting wall. And ultimately, a good wall gives you that flat, usable land for patios, gardens, whatever. So installation is crucial.
Makes sense. And upkeep for retaining walls.
Just inspect them regularly, maybe twice a year, and after big storms. Look for cracks, bulges, leaning, water issues, erosion. Check the drainage outlets aren't clogged. Catch small problems early.
Good advice. Okay, final element. Artificial turf. Getting really popular.
Yeah, the appeal's obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially here. A perfect green lawn year-round with almost no work.
Sounds like a dream for some people.
The guide lists the benefits. No mowing, watering, fertilizing. Looks green all the time. No pests, so no pesticides needed. Can add value. Looks pretty realistic now.
And the big one for Vancouver or Burnaby? No mud.
Yes. No muddy patches after rain. Huge plus for kids, pets, everyone.
So if you're putting it in here, what are the key considerations for our climate?
Drainage. The guide says it's paramount. Need a proper sub base so water doesn't pool. Pooled water damages the turf, attracts mosquitoes.
Okay, critical. What else?
Temperature resilience. Choose turf that handles our temperature swings without expanding or contracting too much, which can cause wrinkles or pull seams apart.
Ah, good point.
Product specifics matter too. Pile height, shorter for high traffic, longer for a softer feel. The type of plastic fiber, PE, is soft, PP is durable. Color choice for a natural look.
Right.
And the infill, the stuff brushed into the fibers in the backing, are vital. For drainage, durability, sand is common infill. Good backing helps too.
So the installation sounds like more than just rolling out a carpet.
Oh, way more involved. The guy details it.
Yeah.
Thorough ground prep is step one. Remove everything, till the soil, grade it perfectly for drainage, compact it, put down a weed barrier fabric.
Okay.
Then a stable base layer, usually crushed rock, could be 3-4 inches, compact it again. Then you carefully roll out the turf, let it settle, trim it precisely.
At the steps?
Secure the edges, meticulously seam pieces together with special tape and adhesive so you can't see the joins. Evenly spread the infill, brush the fibers up. It's detailed work.
Definitely sounds like a job for the pros if you want it done right.
The guide strongly suggests that, yeah. To get the durability, the look, the drainage, avoid DIY pitfalls.
And the upkeep. Is it truly zero?
Well, virtually zero compared to grass. No watering, fertilizing. Brush it sometimes to fluff up fibers. Remove leaves and debris. Clean spills quickly. Maybe brush high traffic areas more often. Check for the odd weed. Way less work.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So we've covered decks, fences, pavers, walls, turf. The guide wraps up by talking about choosing the right contractor, mentioning Cobra Landscapes. Why is the contractor choice so vital?
Because ultimately, the guide says, the project's success hinges on their skill and professionalism. They turn the plan into reality. Quality, longevity, it's all in the execution.
So you need to vet them properly.
Absolutely. Ask about experience, their process, timelines, budgets, how they handle problems. Check references, insurance, certifications. A good one understands your needs, our climate, and does quality work.
And the guide outlines the Cobra Landscapes process as an example.
Yeah, it highlights their approach.
Yeah.
Starting with a thorough consultation to really get what you need and want. Then collaborative design, helping choose the right climate-appropriate materials.
Mm-hmm.
And then skilled execution, following the design, safety codes, local rules, emphasizing quality results based on their experience.
And knowing the local conditions, soil, weather seems crucial for recommendations.
Totally. A contractor needs that deep local knowledge here. The guide positions Cobra Landscapes as having that expertise and customer focus across Metro Vancouver, offering all these services we've talked about.
Right. Collaboration, clear communication, sounds like what you'd want.
Exactly. It makes the whole process smoother and ensures you get what you envisioned.
So the takeaway for anyone listening in Surrey, Vancouver, Langley, wherever, thinking about these projects.
Partnering with experienced, professional hardscapers is key. These projects, decks, fences, patios, walls, turf, they can genuinely transform your outdoor space. Make it more beautiful, more functional, more valuable, and really enhance how you live day to day.
So if you are dreaming of these upgrades, the guide suggests checking out local experts like Cobra Landscapes. The call to action seems to be reach out, get a consultation, get a quote.
Yeah, start the conversation. See how they can help turn those ideas into reality. It's about building it together.
Okay, great stuff. Now, before we wrap up, a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over.
Ah, yes. Food for thought.
Based on everything we've discussed, think about how you could combine multiple hardscape elements, maybe that paver patio flowing onto a multi-level deck enclosed by a nice fence. How could layering these features create a truly cohesive, multifunctional outdoor space perfectly suited to your property and how you want to live outside here in Metro Vancouver?
Yeah. Thinking about the whole picture, not just isolated projects, how it all works together. That's where the real magic can happen.